This is Danielle Yawovetska with the BBC News. Hello. Hamas has handed over the remains of four more of the dead hostages held in Gaza, bringing the number to eight. Some reports say another four could be handed over on Wednesday, but this hasn't been confirmed. There was anger in Israel when Hamas on Monday returned just four of the 28 bodies, as Barbara Platasha reports.
The Trump plan recognizes that finding the bodies of all 28 dead hostages in the rubble will take time, but Israel was expecting more than four. Israel accused Hamas of violating the ceasefire and said it would restrict the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Shortly afterwards, Hamas handed over four more bodies to the Red Cross. It's not clear if this will be enough to resolve the dispute, but no doubt it will not be the last one.
President Trump has said if Hamas does not give up its weapons in Gaza, the United States will disarm the group quickly and perhaps violently. Mr. Trump said Hamas had told him they would disarm as part of his ceasefire deal, insisting it would happen. His comments were echoed by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who, in an interview with CBS News, said it was very clear that the next stage in the Gaza peace plan must be the demilitarization and disarmament of Hamas.
We agreed to give peace a chance. We agreed that we should subsequently have both demilitarization and disarmament. We also agreed, okay, let's get the first part done. And now let's give a chance to do the second part peacefully, which is my hope. But if not, I think I heard the president speak tonight. He said, listen, they better do it. Or can I speak for him? He said, all hell breaks loose.
Security sources in Pakistan say the military has launched fresh strikes against Afghan Taliban positions. They said troops had responded to what they described as unprovoked fire from the Taliban in the Karam region. Here's Ambarasan Etirajan.
Several videos have been released apparently showing the Pakistani attacks destroying posts and tank positions in the rugged mountains. There has been no independent confirmation of the fighting or the videos. Kabul has not responded yet and there is no information on casualties. The fighting follows fierce clashes between the two sides at the weekend that left dozens dead. Islamabad accuses Kabul of providing a haven for militants attacking Pakistani security forces, a charge denied by the Afghan Taliban government.
The United States has seized more than $15 billion worth of cryptocurrency as part of measures taken by Washington and London against a Cambodia-based network of scam centres. In London, property worth more than $100 million was seized from the Prince Group led by Chen Ji. BBC News. A deadline has passed for US media outlets to sign up to a restrictive new reporting policy at the Pentagon, with virtually every news organization rejecting it. Even right-wing networks such as Fox News and Newsmax have condemned the new conditions, as David Willis reports.
The new policy confines Pentagon-based journalists to reporting only what is cleared in advance by department officials. Those who refuse to sign on to the new rules have been told they will forfeit their press credentials and lose the decades-long right afforded to members of the US news media to report from inside the Defense Department. In a joint statement, the five leading broadcast news networks said the restrictions would inhibit reporters' ability to keep the world informed of important security issues.
A growing number of US airports are refusing to show a Trump administration video that blames Democrats for the continuing US government shutdown. In it, the Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, said they were responsible for the uptick in flight delays and cancellations brought about by a growing number of staff calling in sick. Airports say the video is a violation of an act that required federal programs to be non-partisan. Civil society organizations in Georgia have denounced the government's latest proposals to introduce harsher penalties against protesters. The measures include up to 20 days detention for demonstrators who cover their faces, block roads, or set up temporary structures at rallies. There have been sporadic outbreaks of disorder in the Italian city of Udine during protests against the Israeli men's national football team. Thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators descended on the city ahead of a World Cup qualifier against Italy, with a small number clashing with police. The march organisers were calling on FIFA to ban Israel from all competitions in response to its actions in Gaza. BBC News.